9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid roar, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
All right.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in circle, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon' burn.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
It's time for the second half of the 2023 season as the Frisco Rough Riders travel out to San Antonio to begin a six-game series for the AA San Diego Padres affiliate of the San Antonio Missions and your AA Texas Rangers affiliate. Frisco Rough Riders starting out this second half of the 2023 season today after finishing the first half at 31-37. Had a couple days off following the Springfield series, Frisco winning three in a row. And now the records are reset at 0-0 and a chance to win the second half title beginning today. San Antonio wrapped up the first half winning the title at 37-32, and so they're in the playoffs no matter what happens. Well, the starting pitchers today for the series opener begins with Seth Nordlund. The right-hander, 25-year-old out of Mesa, Arizona, gets his fourth start of the year ever since coming over back to the Rangers organization. Partway through the season, he is 0-2 with a 6.44 earned run average this season. Efrain Contreras is his counterpart, a 4-4 record for the Mission starting pitcher today. He has an ERA of 5.18. A 23-year-old from Mexico pitching against the Rough Riders for a fourth time. Two of them did not go great, but his most recent one did get the win back on June 3rd, going five innings, three earned, and struck out seven, and that start back at Riders Field. Speaking of pitchers, Noah Bremer joins us on the pregame show, the starter slash reliever slash that guy coming off Tommy John surgery, and part two of that conversation coming up with the Frisco Rough Riders pitcher, University of Washington product, Noah Bremer. That's coming up next here on the pregame show. First pitch at 7:05 here from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. 7:05, first pitch for the series opener in San Antonio. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Welcome back to San Antonio, everybody. Game one of this series with a Mission starting at 7:05. We've got a second part of a conversation with Noah Bremer, new addition to this Rough Riders team. Used to pitch for Frisco, had Tommy John surgery, and missed last year. Now back with the team. We'll chat more about his story and background coming back to Frisco this season. So here is Noah Bremer. Grew up in Berkeley, California. Yep. Could have played for a Pac-12 school right in your hometown. Yep. And you did play in the Pac-12, not there. Yep. I think it was your mom who had played. Was it basketball at Cal? Yep. Tell me your memories of growing up near Cal, but then not going there. And what was your story like before college?
Yeah, so both my parents went and met at Cal Berkeley. I grew up, like you said, 20 minutes from campus. You know, when the Bears are playing, I can hear the cannon going off on touchdowns. And no, like for me, I enjoyed my time in Berkeley, but I always knew that I wanted to fly the coop. You know, I wanted to get out and kind of experience a new opportunity, and I was able to find something very similar to what I grew up in Seattle, and to go there and immediately step on campus as a Friday night starter was a blessing, and I kind of just tried to just run with it from there. Yeah. So. No, and I look back on my experience at Washington fondly, and also like some tribulations too at the same time. So no, it was a phenomenal learning experience. Jason Kelly just came back. He's now the manager. He was my pitching coach. So like, it's good to see him kind of take the reins back. Has the most wins in a rookie coach season, and then takes him to a regional. Like that's good to see the Washington program still carrying on. And, and you know, we got Pac-12 guys here. You know, Trevor was ASU. Gar was, you know, Ryan Garcia was UCLA. Zavala at Oregon, and then me at Washington. So, you know, it's funny. I just kind of miss those guys. I think Garcia was there for my last year, and he was a freshman. So, like, it was kind of funny that we all passed each other in that sense. But, no, it's just kind of funny, just kind of cracking jokes just around, like, hey, Conference of Champions, you know, go Pac, go kind of thing. So, for sure.
And Noah Bremer joining us for a final question or two.
For some guys and athletes, they need to build confidence. They don't have enough in them. Other guys, they got plenty of confidence. They need to get taken down a notch or two early in their career. When you showed up your freshman year, early in your time at UW, were you on one end of the spectrum? Did you need guys to encourage you or to realize, oh, I need to struggle a bit and to learn from that? Where were you at that point?
I stepped on the campus, and I was 164 pounds. So I was skin and bones Jones. And so my first thing is I'm physically, you know, 2 to 3 times behind all these guys that are ahead of me. And I had a brutal fall. There was a point where, and I remember talking to my parents about this, where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make the opening trip, you know, and it was just to go play University of Pacific in Stockton, which, like, from Berkeley, that's, you know, 45-minute hour drive. Like, my family's going to be there. And so I, you know, we go there, and it's a 4-game series. I don't pitch till Sunday. My mom had to leave to, like, go, like, get ready for work the next day. Just kind of didn't think I was going to pitch. And then all of a sudden, I'm throwing the 9th. I give up an infield pop-up inside the park home run to Gio Brusa. And he hits this freaking sky ball. So that's my first run. And then we do a Pac-12, Big 12 challenge the next week. Starter rolls his ankle before the game. Bremer, it's your time. And it's 8th-ranked Oregon State. And so then from there on, I got through, I think, 4, maybe 5, caught a ball off the heel, kind of just like, all right, this is the grind. So, no, my fall was tough. I was worried if I was going to make that opening trip, and then all of a sudden I turn it into being a freshman All-American and being the Friday night starter for the next couple of years.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Last question for you, Noah. What's different in terms of your pitch arsenal these days? When you compare yourself to your UW days, what pitches do you throw more or less now? What pitches do you most feel confident about at this point?
Yeah, so it's the same fastball. It's the same spike curveball that I've been throwing. I threw I grabbed a lot of influence from Tim Lincecum because I was a big Giants fan, and so he threw like this splitter Fosh kind of pitch, and I couldn't throw a changeup. My brother who played before me, he tried to teach me the circle, but I could just never do it. So I learned this split, and it was great. But then when I got the pro ball, they're like, hey, go see this guy Henderson Lugo, and I went and saw him, and he was like, hey, you know, here, you put this here, it's like a trigger, you know, you just pull it, you know, just throw like your fastball. And now it's like kind of my go-to pitch for both righties and lefties. So I added a slider my junior year at Washington. Now getting here with Goble, he has some plans for me. So no, the development is still there, and that's also the other side of the TJ process. The development doesn't stop. You know, like I'm still getting back to where I was in terms of landing a first pitch curveball. You know, and learning to throw the slider again and being comfortable with my elbow and how everything feels. So, you know, to still feel like there's a little bit to sharpen up and, you know, to go out yesterday and compete like I did, I'm very excited for how the rest of this season can look for me. So, yeah, the arsenal is pretty much the same. The mentality is definitely the same. Throw everything for a freaking strike, yeah. and compete. And, yeah, I would say I've definitely kept that mindset.
Well, I can tell you're excited. I am too, to see you continue pitching, sure. Stay healthy and all that. Best of luck going forward. Noah, appreciate thanks for your time.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, stay tuned to the pregame show right here on the Writers Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, on the road for game one of this six-game series that will stretch through the weekend and into Monday in San Antonio. Here are the starting lineups for both these clubs. The San Antonio Missions and the Frisco Rough Riders going at it today, starting out in just a couple of minutes. Starting out with the Missions leading off for San Antonio and playing second base is Ripken Reyes, third in the Texas League in on-base percentage. Batting second is Daniel Johnson, he'll play center field. Cole Cummings hits third and plays left. Pedro Castellanos is the cleanup hitter, and first baseman Juan Fernandez bats fifth, the third baseman. Then it's Michael De La Cruz, the catcher. Ray Patrick Ditter plays shortstop and bats seventh. Connor Hollis hits eighth as the right fielder, and Brandon Valenzuela is the designated hitter, batting ninth. For the Rough Riders, it's Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, then Evan Carter in center, Thomas Ajayi batting third and playing third, Trevor Hovers, the designated hitter and cleanup hitter, Aaron Zavala plays left, Nick Tanaloo at first, then it's Josh Hatcher, Scott Capers, and Jax Biggers rounding out the nine. First pitch coming up when we return with Zach Bigley on the call on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
Luis Angel Acuna wins it for the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
Hard to believe it, but tonight marks the start of the second half of the 2023 season, and it begins in San Antonio, Texas. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions, the affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the San Diego Padres, doing battle for the first of a six-game series. Luis Angel Acuña is in from the right side. Efrain Contreras up on the mound, and the right-hander has his sign. He's back into his windup, and the first pitch of the ballgame is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. On Acuña, and we are underway in San Antonio. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you're watching or listening on this beautiful night. The 0-1 is in on the ground, foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-2 on the Rough Riders shortstop. Acuña hitting .297 on the season with 5 home runs and 39 knocked in, playing in his 61st game this season here tonight. He leads the league with 30 stolen bases. Contreras looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it. He winds back and deals. Fits it just outside, and it's 1-2 on Acuña, the Rough Riders shortstop, to be followed by Evan Carter and Thomas Sejasi in the top third of this order for Frisco. Contreras nods yes to the sign. He peels back into his wind in the 1-2. Swinging a roller up the third baseline. Fernandez has got it. Throws low onto first base, and it gets past the first baseman Castellanos. And Acuña stays at first base. Good job by Ripken Reyes, the second baseman, backing up that play, kicking near the Rough Riders bullpen. Luis Angel Acuña is aboard to start the game. Most likely be a throwing error on Juan Fernandez to start things off. Oh, they say base hit. So infield single for Luis Angel Acuña. It was a high chopper that Fernandez had to wait for it to come down out of the sky, and Acuña with great speed is aboard with a base hit, and here's Evan Carter. Contreras ready from the stretch. He fires. A fastball inside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders coming into today, beginning the second half of play at 31-37. San Antonio, the champions of the first half in the Texas League South. The pitch. Carter shows bunt, pulls back, and takes down low and inside. It's 2-0 and no strikes. And now they have changed it to an E5. That's more like it. It really seemed like an error all the way. So E5 on the throw. 2-0 on Evan Carter, who has had a lot of fun here in this ballpark so far this season. The 2-0. Just off the plate away, it's 3-0 and no strikes. He's hitting .353 in this head-to-head matchup against San Antonio overall with an over 1,100 OPS. And he homered against Contreras last time these two faced off here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. A 3-0 offering to Carter. Low for ball 4, just below the zone. Missed with a fastball, and their first two men up to the plate for the Rough Riders have reached on an error and a walk, and that puts two aboard for Thomas Sejasi, who enters in with a 14-game hitting streak. The longest hitting streak by any Rough Riders player this season. So JC has been a monster during this hitting streak. .456 batting average. Over 1,300 OPS. Two aboard for him. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and Contreras delivers. On the inside edge, a called strike, and it's 0-1. San Antonio in the first half going 37-32 to take the Texas League South crown in the first half, just like they did last year. Rough Riders besting the Missions in a two-game series in the postseason. The pitch is on the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Sejasi. Rough Riders taking 4 of 6 in their first series here in San Antonio earlier this year. It was the Rough Riders' first road trip of the season. And then San Antonio repaid the favor, taking 4 of 6 in Frisco over the Rough Riders just a few weeks ago. Contreras looks in for a sign. He's got it from the first base side of the rubber. He kicks and fires. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-2 on Sejasi. No score, nobody out. 2 aboard in the top of the first inning for the Rough Riders. Contreras out of Ciudad Juarez in Chihuahua, Mexico, just south of El Paso, Texas, right at the border. pitching in his 15th game all starts with San Antonio this year. The 1-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three off the outside corner. So JC strikes out and there's one away. Trevor Hobber, the hitter for the Rough Riders. Two aboard, now one out in the first inning. No score. San Antonio has seen Contreras all season long on their mound. He's gone 4-4 with them with a 5.18 earned run average, 72 strikeouts in 57 and a third innings. He's ready from the stretch and he brings it home. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, it's 0-1. Contreras has run into a little bit of trouble with the free passes. 29 walks in those 57 and a third, but his main problem has been the long ball. 12 home runs allowed in his 14 starts. He readies from the stretch, peers back towards second. The 0-1. A breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. You can probably hear the wind going against our crowd microphone. It is 13-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field. 99 degrees, our first pitch of the feels like of 103 degrees here in San Antonio, Texas. Runners take off. Contreras steps off, fires to third, I should say, and Fernandez drops it. Acuna dives in head first safely with a stolen base, and Carter up to second right behind him, a double steal for the Rough Riders. Well, Contreras stepped off and threw over to third. Fernandez was breaking towards the third base bag, playing off the line because of the left-handed hitting Trevor Hobber, and so he was trying to make the catch while trying to figure out where Acuna was as well, and it's a double steal for Frisco. Now the infield comes in, and the 0-2 bounces in there, kicks off to the right of De La Cruz, and that brings home the first run for the Rough Riders. Acuna crosses the plate, and it's his speed that does it again for Frisco. It gives him a 1-0 advantage in the top of the first inning. A steal of third base, and then a wild pitch on the very next offering, and that gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage. Carter down to third. One ball and two strikes on Hobber. Contreras back into his wind, the pitch. In the air, down the left field line. Does it stay fair? Yes, it does. Right on the line, just off of it. And that brings Carter in from third. Trevor Hobber up to second with an RBI double, and the Rough Riders lead 2-0 in the first inning. Hobber spooning it down the left field line, just staying inside the line, a fair ball. Evan Carter came in to score from third. It's an RBI two-bagger for Trevor Hobber, his 30th RBI of the year and his 60th game he's played with Frisco. It's 2-0, and Rough Riders lead it with one out in the first inning. Just one of those runs earned against Contreras. Here's Aaron Zavala. The stretch and the pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Acuna's run goes unearned because he reached on the throwing error by Juan Fernandez. Contreras ready from the stretch. Peers back towards second, fires in the 0-1. High off the outside corner, it's one ball and one strike. So 2-0 Rough Riders. Frisco has had a lot of success here in San Antonio over the last few years. Winning, obviously, here in the postseason last year. And 4-6 earlier this year. Stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball, just low. Two balls and one strike. And both of the Rough Riders' six-game sweeps in their franchise's history have come against these San Antonio missions. One of them here in San Antonio at the beginning of last year. Right-hander readies, the 2-1. Outside corner, a called strike. Right at the knees, and it's 2-2 on Zavala. Let's check out the defense behind Contreras today for San Antonio. It's Cole Cummings in left, Daniel Johnson in center, and Connor Hollis in right field. Juan Fernandez at third, Ray Patrick Ditter at short. Ripken Reyes is the second baseman, while Pedro Castellanos plays at first, and Michael De La Cruz is the catcher today for San Antonio. Contreras ready from the stretch. And the right-hander brings in the 2-2. Outside corner, strike three called. as Zavala sat down looking for the second strikeout and second out of the inning. That brings Nick Tanelu to the plate, sporting number 18, which feels very weird. He just rejoined the club from AAA Round Rock before today's game. He was wearing number 57, but Josh Hatcher joined the club and took that number. And so now, with John Matthews going to the Arizona League earlier today, 18 goes to Tanelu. The pitch fouled straight back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Tanny played in just two games up in AAA Round Rock, going 1-for-6 during that stretch. This is his 41st game with the Rough Riders. He's hit .278 with 7 homers and 23 runs batted in this year for the Rough Riders. An .883 OPS. He's been very, very good. 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2. What Contreras has done a really good job of in this first inning is throwing a lot of strikes. His walk to Evan Carter came on 4 pitches. That's now 23 pitches, 14 for strikes for Contreras. Hover leads from second, just barely in the sunlight. Stretch and the right-hander offers the 0-2. Fastball outside corner, got him looking. Strike 3 call. So he strikes out the side, but the Rough Riders get a couple runs, one of them earned on just one hit in error and one left on base. It's 2-0 Rough Riders to the bottom half of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders put up a couple runs in the top of the first inning and lead it 2-0 to the home half of the first. Seth Nordlund takes the ball for the Frisco Rough Riders in the opener of this six-game series. He'll face Ripken Reyes, Daniel Johnson, and Cole Cummings in the top of the San Antonio order. So 2-0 Frisco already, and now Nordlund back into his wind. The first pitch to Reyes. Low off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Seth Nordlund, a sinker-slider guy for the most part, he'll mix in a changeup as well. He's back into his windup with the glove over the cap of the pitch. Fits it on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. It's 1-1 on the second baseman Reyes, who's hitting .287 through 55 games so far for San Antonio. Nordlund the 1-1. Slashed foul into the netting behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Nordlund on the season with the Rough Riders making his fourth appearance, all of them being starts. He's 0-1 with an .868 earned run average. And time called, Reyes steps out, the left-handed batter. 9 1/3 innings, he's allowed 9 runs, all earned, 8 strikeouts to 2 walks. He began the season with AA Wichita, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him upstairs with a fastball for strike 3. And Seth Nordlund makes quick work of Ripken Reyes, sitting him down on just 4 pitches. That brings Daniel Johnson to the plate. Johnson, another left-handed hitter. Former big leaguer. Nordlund back into his windup in the pinch. over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Johnson. Nordlund was released by the Twins organization. The wind in the 0-1. Slider dips low, and it's 1-1 after being selected in the Rule 5 draft by them last year. And he immediately came back and signed with the Rough Riders. The 1-1. High off the outside corner, 2-1, and he was elated to be back with Frisco, and we're happy to have him, that's for sure. Wind up in the 2-1. Swing and a foul back into Capers' glove, and it's 2-2 on Johnson. Nordlund has been the victim of big innings during his starts with Frisco. He allowed a couple homers 2 starts ago against Northwest Arkansas. 2-2. Swing and a miss off the outside corner with a slider, and he strikes out 2 in a row to begin the game. 2-0 Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first inning. 2 down, bases clear for Cole Cummings. And it was a big third inning for Springfield in his last start, allowing 5 runs in the frame. That did him in. He just went 2 1/3 in that start. First pitch to Cummings. He cuts and misses on a fastball elevated, and it's 0-1. A left fielder with 2 out and nobody on in the first inning. Nordlund offers. Swing and a miss again. It's 0-2. Nordlund really feeling it here in the first inning. He struck out 2 in a row, and now 0-2 on Cole Cummings. A pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting left fielder, who calls time and now steps back in. Nordlund quickly into his windup in the 0-2 pitch. High off the outside corner, it's 1-2. Let's see if we can fit in the defense for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Josh Hatcher is in right field. Nordlund winds in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a fastball high off the outside corner, and he strikes out the side in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the top half of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders 2, the Missions nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders put up a couple runs against Efrain Contreras in the top of the first inning, and they go back to work against him in the second. It's 2-0 Frisco. Bottom third of the order due up, Josh Hatcher, Scott Capers, and Jax Biggers for the Rough Riders. Hatcher, the left-handed batter against Efrain Contreras, the right-handed pitcher, former top 30 prospect in the Padres organization. He's back into his windup in the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, it's 0-1. But a fastball there. Contreras had a bit of a tough season in Fort Wayne at the high A level last year. The 0-1. Swinging a hard ground ball to second. Reyes has got it. Mount belt high, and he throws over to first in time to retire Hatcher. One away in the second for Caper. Rough Riders up 2-0. .574 ERA, 0-5 record last year for High A Fort Wayne. He winds and fires. And capers a weak wave and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1 on the Rough Riders catcher. And it's been about the same so far this year, a 5.18 ERA. He winds and delivers. Right on the outside corner with a fastball on the knees for a strike, and it's 0-2 on capers. And trying to find that consistency. We've seen that inconsistency in his three starts head-to-head against the Riders. The pitch. Breaking ball, cued off the end of the bat, foul up the first baseline, and it's still 0-2 on capers. Three starts against Frisco, 1-2 with a 5.87 ERA. And two bad starts and one good start. The two bad starts were the opener and the closer of the six-game series here in San Antonio earlier this year in April. He has his sign, winds back in the 0-2 pitch to Capers. A swing and a fly ball hit to center field. Daniel Johnson tracing back a couple steps, but he's got it measured. And he makes the catch. Two outs in the second, 2-0 Rough Riders for the nine-hole hitting Jax Bigger. In that first start of the opener, he went 1 2/3 innings, didn't give up a hit, but allowed two runs thanks to five walks. And then in that second start, he allowed four runs and in just an inning of work against the Rough Riders. He peels back and delivers. Off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes on Jax. But then he was decent against the Rough Riders when they played at Frisco, which is not what he's done all season, the 1-0. Bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. He allowed four runs, three earned over five innings, but he struck out seven in that start. For the most part this season, he's had a lot of struggles here away from the friendly, pitcher-friendly confines of the Wolf. The offering dips below the zone. He checked his swing and was able to hold, according to third base umpire Clay Williams. Two balls and one strike on Biggers. It's been a very pitcher-friendly haven for Contreras this year here at home. 2-1. Biggers lines it down the right field line. It is fair all the way into the corner. He stumbles around first but regains his footing and motors easily into second with a double. Biggers with his fourth double this season. His eighth extra base hit, playing in his 50th game of the year so far this season tonight. Second Rough Riders hit, both of them have been two-baggers. And Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Top of the order for the Rough Riders, 2-0 Frisco. Here in the top of the second. Contreras readies from the stretch, peers back at second base, and kicks and delivers. Breaking ball, just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Here at home, in eight games, he has a 3.24 ERA. On the road, the ERA is just shy of 8. Massive difference. Stretch in the 1-0. Acuna watches it dip off the outside edge, and it's two balls and no strikes. The biggest difference is the home run ball. He's only allowed 3 home runs in 8 games here at home, while he's allowed 9 homers in 6 games on the road. Frisco in those 3 games has only hit 1 home run against him and is actually here. The 2-0. A swing and a ground ball back up the middle. Reyes slides, makes the stop at second, up to his feet, throws low, in time! Castellanos digs it out at first base, and Acuna is retired on the final out on a spectacular play at second by Ripken Reyes. Sliding behind second, getting up to his feet and throwing him out. Rough Riders held scoreless in the second, and then they still lead 2-0 to the bottom half of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community. community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second, Pedro Castellanos leads it off, and the first pitch is drilled to short, and Acuna stabs it on a backhanded reach for the first down. A hard line drive right to the Rough Riders shortstop, and Acuna able to make the grab on a backhanded stab off to his right side. Now Juan Fernandez makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders leading 2-0 in this bottom of the second inning, and it's a dream start for Seth Nordlund so far. He winds back and fires to Fernandez on the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. He struck out the side in the first inning and then get a first pitch out to start the second. Doesn't get much better than that. The pitch. Low of the zone, and it's 1-1. Fernandez, a tough customer, though. He's 8th in the Texas League in batting average, hitting .301. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Nordlund, a deep breath. He rocks back in the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball, foul left side. It's 1-2 on the third baseman for San Antonio. This is a missions team that has seen a ton of turnover in the last 4 days. Still have a lot of familiar names, but a lot of different guys have gone up and down. The 1-2, swinging a drive down the left field line towards the corner. Zavala looking, and it's foul. Still 1-2. Just over the last 4 days, San Antonio has had 13 different roster moves. And they are currently only playing with 25 men on their roster out of the allotted 28 that you're allowed. The pitch, high off the outside corner, we're even at 2-2. And during this new format with the 28 allowed on your roster as opposed to the 26 that it used to be, 2-2. Spoiled foul off to the right side. It's still 2-2. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the second. This is the fewest I've ever seen on a single team. 25. I've seen a lot of teams do 27. In fact, the Rough Riders are at 27 right now. But this is the fewest. The 2-2. Breaking ball, hit on a line through the left side. And it took a left field for a single for Juan Fernandez. First hit today for San Antonio. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second inning. Michael De La Cruz stands in.
25 is not very many. I mean, if you had a team of Shohei Ohtanis, that's one thing where everyone can play two ways, but that's tough on a pitching staff in particular to have to rotate guys through and eat up a lot of innings.
A left-handed batting De La Cruz in. Here's the stretch, and Nordlund delivers home. It's inside. De La Cruz showed bunt and whipped out of the way. It's 1-0. Remember, 25 is what a major league roster used to consist of. It's now 26. The minors have always had, you know, the 26 to kind of give that extra guy. But when you think about minor leagues and what a lot of teams do, especially with their pitching, like you mentioned, Josh, the pitch. Fits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's now 1-1 with a runner aboard and one out in the second. 2-0 Riders. There are a lot of teams that don't have starters that go very far, and you obviously want that in the major leagues and have a lot of your bullpen guys as quote-unquote relief just in case that starter can't go very far. The 1-1, sprayed foul in the air left side, it's 1-2. The Rough Riders obviously aren't necessarily the rule. They're more of an exception to this, but over their last 12 games, they've just had one start of five innings or more. And so when you look at that relief corps and how important they are in a 28-man roster, you really need all those guys. The 1-2. High off the outside corner, 2-2, and so we'll see if that runs into some problems for San Antonio early in this series. Fernandez leads from first. Nordlund from the stretch, and he fires over that way, and Fernandez is back in on his feet. Well, we tried to give you the Rough Riders infield defensively, but Nordlund was too darn dominant in the first inning, striking out the side, so let's try that again. He looks in, he's ready for his sign, sets and delivers in the 2-2 pitch to the catcher, De La Cruz. Breaking ball way outside, it's 3-2. So it's Aaron Zavala in left field, Evan Carter in center, and Josh Hatcher in right field. Thomas Sujacy has third, Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop, Jax Biggers at second, Nick Tanlu has first base, and Scott Capers puts down the signs for Nordlund behind the plate at catcher, the 3-2. Swinging a hard ground ball to the right side, Biggers stabs it at second, somehow throws to second for the second out of the inning. Wow, what a play. Biggers was deep in the hole at second base, reached down and picked it. He was probably only about 10 or 15 feet from the first base line when he spun and wildly threw sidearm onto second base. Acuna stretching out at second, almost like a first baseman at second base, and the shortstop was able to make the catch with his foot on the bag for the second out on a 4-6 fielder's choice. A brilliant play by Jax Biggers, and De La Cruz is at first for Ray Patrick Ditter at the plate. The pitch rides high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. We've been seeing Jax Biggers make plays like that all season long.
And the presence of mind to go to second, man, it's just physically impressive and it's mentally impressive.
Stretch in the 1-0. A line drive down the right field line, and this one tails foul. 1-1. He's been spectacular defensively for the Rough Riders, playing at second base and third base defensively all season this year. But during his time over the last three seasons with the Rough Riders, we've seen him in left field and at shortstop and at first base. The 1-1. Inside off Capers' glove, and it kicks away to his left. That allows De La Cruz to move down to second on a pass ball. Don't often see that from Scott Capers. He's been very sure-handed behind the plate. His fourth pass ball of the season. Two balls and one strike on Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop and longtime minor leaguer. The pitch off the outside corner. It's three balls and one strike. Ditter, a 28-year-old, 5'9", 199 pounds. In his 10th season in the minors, the 3-1. He puts it in the air out to shallow center field. Evan Carter running in, still coming, slides, and he can't make the catch. It goes off of his glove. That allows a run to score, and Ditter into second with an RBI double. Well, the wind just kept blowing it further and further in, and now Ditter tried to go for third, and the Rough Riders get him out at third base to end the inning. Well, a run does come into score as he tried to catch the Rough Riders napping, and they weren't. Perfect throw to third, and so JC laid down the tag on him, and we are through two innings. It's a run comes into score for San Antonio, though, and it's now 2-1 Rough Riders as we go to the top of the third inning. Josh Warden has your play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, Evan Carter steps in to begin the third inning. Frisco leading 2-1. after Ian Contreras goes into the line in the first pitch of the third. It's at the bottom of part of the zone and strike one. Evan Carter diving in to try to make a play last inning. Couldn't catch it. The inning extended and then concluded right away. Here's the 0-1. Off speed, he swings and misses. Elevated changeup, and it's 0-2. Carter, if he had caught it, would have ended the inning in scoreless fashion, but a run came home when he was unable to catch it. But then the throw into third base when Ray Patrick Ditter tried to add on to his double to swipe third and was tagged out to end the inning. The 0-2 pitch, Carter swings, a soft grounder first base side. It rolls over the chalk line, foul, and is touched by Castellanos before it reaches the bag. Keeps the count at 0-2 to Evan Carter. So Ditter getting tagged out at third, but the run still scored, having come home several seconds before he broke for third late, just trying to extend when nobody was looking, or so he thought. So the second inning ends with San Antonio getting one run in to cut the lead in half. Frisco leads it 2-1, with both teams totaling two hits so far. Evan Carter with an 0-2 count from Contreras. He comes home, and a line drive back up the middle. It'll find a patch of grass, and it lands in front of Johnson. A base hit for Evan Carter to lead off the third inning, fighting off an 0-2 pitch to single to center field. Now it's Thomas Sejacy, the batter, with Evan Carter at first and nobody out. Sejacy was the first out of this ballgame back in the first after the Rough Riders put the first two batters aboard. And Sejacy's strikeout did not stymie things. They went on to score both runners. The first pitch, a slider down and away. And ball one. Right after Sejacy's K, Trevor Hover doubled for an RBI. Luis Angel Acuna had also scored on a wild pitch as well. Here's the 1-0 offering to Trevor Hover. A throw back to first, and Carter a bit tardy to the bag, but he is called safe. Castellanos swiping the tag near the shins of Evan Carter. He stayed standing back into first. And somewhat close. If Castellanos did make contact with his legs, then it was a close play at first, but Carter's safe.
And if there's any Achilles heel so far in Evan Carter's game, that's been it. He's been picked off a few times.
There's the 1-0. So JC has a strike on him. It hits the outside corner, and it's 1-1.
He's young. He's still young. Learning.
He almost got tagged out literally on the Achilles heel, so it was poetic there. One ball and one strike to Thomas Sejacy. The pitch, fastball over the plate, strike two, and it's 1-2. Thomas, also young, pair of roommates who are both going to turn 21 years old this year. So JC has already done so. Evan Carter will do so. Here's another throw over to first. He's late. Does he get back to the back? No, he's out at first. Evan Carter is picked off, trying to dive back head first. He stumbled back in, but then so did the first baseman Castellanos, who was belly flopped across the bag with the ball in his glove. And then Carter, realizing that Castellanos was not able to tag him easily, he's tried to sneak his hand underneath the body of Castellanos, but apparently was not able to get there in time, and Carter is picked off. Here's the 1-2, a curveball swung on, grounded third base side, foul. And so Carter almost picked off twice, and the second one actually was a 1-3 put out. One out, base is empty for Thomas Sejacy. The two-strike pitch to Tommy, a slider not close. Low and outside, and a 2-2 count to the third baseman.
Well, the throw was way off to the left side of Castellanos, so the reason he stumbled is because he had to spin all the way around to try and make the tag.
I'm not sure he actually ever got the glove back on Carter's body.
Yeah.
The 2-2, a slider just off the plate. Full count now to Sejacy, who struck out swinging on a breaking ball in the first inning, and he's taken multiple breakers from Contreras, who has not been able to locate the slider as well as he did back in that first inning to Sejacy. Now Thomas asks for time and steps out. Thomas hitting 7 home runs in June. The series will cross over into the month of July. Here's the 3-2 to Sejacy. Takes a fastball just underneath the kneecaps, ball four. And Thomas Sejacy draws a one-out walk. That'll bring up Trevor Hover. Frisco leading at 2-1. Both hitters for Frisco this inning reaching. Evan Carter on a single. He was then picked off. And now Thomas Sejacy fills his spot at first base with a base on balls. Left-hand hitter Trevor Hover is at the plate. First pitch to the ASU product is taken on a fastball, strike one. It is 200th at-bat of the season. Trevor Hover back in the first inning, doubling down the left field line for the run batted in. Now at-bat number 201 for Trevor. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball again, catches the knees, and it's strike two. First RBI of the game. Scored the second run, but the first run came in on a wild pitch, so no RBI credited to a Rough Rider. So Trevor Hover has the one ribby on the evening. The 0-2 pitch from Contreras to Hover is swung on and slashed up the third baseline. A fair ball, and it's into left field for a base hit. So JC a wide turn around second, and he stops there. It's a single for Trevor Hover, and three straight Rough Riders have reached in the third inning, albeit with a pickoff in between. But now two runners aboard and one out for Aaron Zavala. Hover going opposite way twice today, looping a ball down the left field line for his double, and now grounding a ball up the left field line for a single. Two runners aboard, first and second. Zavala at the plate with one out. 2-1 Frisco in the third inning. The first pitch, breaking ball that is way outside, popped out of the hand of Contreras and not too close. Contreras having to work through a difficult inning so far. Two singles and a walk. Now just two runners aboard, one out. Contreras from the stretch. And the right-hander kicks. A fastball down low. And it's ball two to Aaron Zavala. Zavala trying to finish out the month of June well. He's hitting just under the Mendoza line this month. 207 on the season, but 192 in June. However, he does lead the team in walks this month. He's been getting on base even without a lot of hard contact. 17 free passes via base on balls this month for Aaron Zavala. The 2-0 pitch to Aaron is taken at the knees in strike one. That's a high walk rate. He's had exactly 100 plate appearances this month, and so I don't have to do a lot of math to tell you that's 17% of the time he is walking. I didn't have to use my calculator for that one.
I did.
Okay, the 2-1 is low for ball three. That's concerning. I mean, it's okay. I feel like this generation is worse at math because of, well, they've had calculators a while, but the calculators are more accessible now. It's on your smartphone.
No, definitely. That's why I had to use it.
Right. Our generation. Here's the 3-1 to Aaron Zavala with two runners aboard. He swings and fouls it right back into the netting. Frisco trying to get that run back that they conceded last inning. Led 2-0 and then gave up a run in the bottom of the second inning. But now with a runner in scoring position and just one out, the Rough Riders a chance to capitalize here and extend the lead early on in this ball game. Still just in the third inning. The wind blowing in to the left-hand hitting Aaron Zavala. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and two on for the Rough Riders. Contreras stepped off and now back on the slab, looking into his battery mate, De La Cruz. And he comes set with his hands at the belt level. Looks back at second, throws that way, got it picked off again. Two pickoffs this inning for Efrain Contreras. This time it's Thomas Sajacy pegged out at second. On a 1-6 put out with Ray Patrick Ditter applying the tag. Sajacy tried to dive back head first, and Ditter was able to secure the ball and then block his path to the bag. And Sajacy is out at second. So two down, a payoff pitch to Aaron Zavala. The runner goes. He swings and misses at a slider, and that's the inning. Efrain Contreras only gets one put out of a batter this inning, but he faces just one over the minimum. Two pickoffs in the frame, and no runs in for the Rough Riders on two hits, one left on, and no errors. 2-1 Frisco halfway through the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Okay. This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia will be tomorrow's starter for the Frisco Rough Riders. Today it's Seth Nordlund, who's pitched pretty well for the Rough Riders thus far. Only one hit allowed for Seth, the right-hander facing Connor Hollis now. To begin the bottom of the third inning, Frisco leads it 2-1 over the host San Antonio Missions from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio. First pitch to Connor Hollis is a bit low at ball one from Seth Nordlund. Three strikeouts in the first inning of the three batters he faced. And then, two hits last inning, a single and a double. The 0-1 pitch, or the 1-0 pitch is a strike. It's 1-1 to Connor Hollis. It'll be Hollis, Brandon Valenzuela for his Double-A debut tonight, his first at-bat. He's in the on-deck circle for the Missions. And then the top of the order is next for San Antonio. Seth Nordlund winds for the 1-1 pitch. And a fastball. Bottom of the zone, catches that part, and strike two on Connor Hollis. It's a 2-1 Frisco in the third. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled right back, and it's still 1-2 to Connor Hollis. Arlington, Texas native. Right-hand hitter who will turn 29 later this year. The pitch to Hollis is swung on and missed. Elevated fastball got him to strike out, and Seth Nordlund has four punch-outs today. Brings up Brandon Valenzuela. Seth Nordlund pitching well so far. Struggled a little bit since rejoining the Rough Riders. An 8.68 ERA, just three starts, so a small sample size. First pitch to Valenzuela is taken at the knees for strike one. So Nordlund, the 25-year-old, strikes out the first man he sees in the third inning, and now Brandon Valenzuela swings at the second pitch and pops it up into shallow center field. Luis Angel Acuna drifts into the outfield, comes back in. Now Sajacy takes over and drops the ball. It lands in front of Acuna. Sajacy apparently called for it, and Acuna gave way. And Sajacy, a late break back towards second base, realizing he wasn't underneath it, tried to make a basket catch. And lands right where the shortstop started. And so Brandon Valenzuela, in his first Double-A plate appearance, reaches safely at first base. What will be called an E5 on the play. So top of the order coming up, Ripken Reyes the batter. The first pitch to him is swung on and fouled away over the third base side.
For a team that's usually pretty good, a lot of sloppy play so far here in this game. Picked off twice. There's a essentially misread on a fly ball in center, now misread on a pop-up at third.
The 0-1 pitch is outside to Reyes, 1-1. And they have played in this ballpark earlier this year. The Rough Riders are somewhat familiar with the Wolf. But still, it is the first game of the series. It's been a couple months. And the wind blowing in especially is causing some trouble. The 1-1 pitch to Reyes. He swings and a high fly ball to center. The wind keeping it in the ballpark. It would have stayed anyway as Evan Carter drifts over into right center. And makes the catch into medium depth center field, the wind blowing it in. And there's two down.
That's a perfect example of the Wolf. I mean, that ball was pretty well hit into right center, and you mentioned the wind keeping it in. I think that ball is probably to the warning track in a normal ballpark, but the wind saying there's no chance that's going anywhere.
That's way shy of the warning track. Pretty good 10, 15 yards in front. Here's Daniel Johnson, the batter. Two outs, a runner on. The first pitch to him is swung on and missed, and a changeup. And it's 0-1. Frisco still leads this ball game for the handful of mistakes they have made. It's still a 2-1 ball game. The Rough Riders in front. Nordland is set with his back to first base. Raises the leg and deals another changeup, this time outside, and ball one. Daniel Johnson, one of the three strikeout victims in the first inning. However, he has gotten on base a lot against Frisco this season, leads the team with six runs against the Rough Riders this year. The 1-1 pitch is way outside on a slider. It's 2-1. So he has scored against the Rough Riders more than any San Antonio Mission. His batting average isn't particularly high against Frisco, just .216. But he's walked six times and stolen three bases. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. He pops it up on the left side, tailing towards the seats down the left field line. And it does find a patch of grass down in the left field foul territory towards the grassy berm. And strike two on Daniel Johnson. A couple of minor league veterans. Johnson has actually made it up to the big leagues in his career, but he and Connor Hollis, Ray Patrick Ditter, a lot of veterans on this club. Guys have been around for a while with the Missions. The 2-2 pitch, changeup swung on and missed. Strike three, a foul tip into the glove, and Johnson strikes out. Seth Nordland punches out two more and doesn't allow a base runner other than the error behind him, and no runs come in. One left on. And it's still 2-1 Frisco through three innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders with two runs on four hits, one error, and the San Antonio Missions with one run on two hits and one error. Efrain Contreras into the line. His first pitch to Nick Tanalu is swung on and fouled right back into the netting. First strike one. Tanalu getting a second at-bat since returning from the AAA level. Played a pair of games with the Round Rock Express. And now back with the Rough Riders. The 0-1 pitch to Tanny is just off the outside part of the plate. Ball one to Tanalu. Hitting .278 with Frisco this season, where he has spent almost the entire year, all but those two games with Round Rock. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Contreras. A slider hit hard to left field. Cummings works back, gets to the warning track, stops there, reaches up the glove, and makes the catch. On an absolutely brutal day for fly balls. And that one hit really well by Nick Tanalu, but it stays in the yard for a fly out to the left fielder. Halfway through the past the warning track, halfway on the track, Nick Tanalu allowed fly out to left. One away for Josh Hatcher. The base is empty. The first pitch is right down the heart of the plate and strike one to the right fielder. Josh Hatcher, who first baseman mostly, but has played a fair amount of corner outfield as well. Here's the 0-1 to Hatcher. He swings and fouls it back. And going back to college, he did get experience at both levels, infield and outfield. Only started 12 games in his college career, though, in particular in right field. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball. He checked his swing. It was just high. And ball one to Josh Hatcher. His last year at Kennesaw State, he only started one game at right field. Gets the start today in right. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Hatcher. A breaking ball, swings and misses at a slider in the dirt. And strike three on Josh Hatcher, tagged out of the plate. And brings up Scott Capers with the bases empty and two down. Frisco leads it 2-1 in the top half of the fourth inning. Scott Capers with a 271 average to his name this season with 12 doubles and four long balls. Steps in. The first pitch to him is swung on and hit well to center field. Johnson running back on a lazy jog and stops, makes the catch. Two hard hit balls today by Scott Capers. That one on a line is batted down by the wind and is three straight outs in this inning for Efrain Contreras. No runs in for the Rough Riders. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders ahead 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A 2-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders on the road in the opening game of this series in San Antonio. Seth Nordlund returns to the hill for the Rough Riders. Face the middle of the Mission's order. Cole Cummings to the plate, followed by Pedro Castellanos and Juan Fernandez. The first pitch of the inning is outside, and ball one to Cole Cummings. Frisco getting two runs on the board early in the top of the first. They've not scored since. 1-0 pitch. A good look at changeup that swung on and whiffed. Some serious movement cutting back away from Cole Cummings, a left-handed hitter. About as nasty of a changeup as we've seen from Nordlund. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He goes back to the fastball inside, and it's 2-1. Working a lot with the two-seam fastball and the changeup that both move away from a left-handed hitter. The 2-1 pitch, a four-seamer that's popped up and foul over the left side, and strike two on Cole Cummings. Bottom of the fourth inning. First go ahead by a run. The leadoff man Cummings steps in, calls time, steps out, and takes a deep breath before returning to the batter's box. Outfield squeezed off the lines. Here's the 2-2 pitch, a fastball just underneath the zone at ball three. So Evan Carter a little closer to his outfield friends than he normally would be. Both the corner outfielders playing off the lines. Infield shifted a bit to the right. Here's the 3-2. A two-seamer swung on and missed. Strike three, Cole Cummings is down, and Seth Nordlund has his sixth strikeout of the evening. Pedro Castellanos is next. With one out, nobody on in the home half of the fourth inning. Castellanos, the team leader in home runs, six of them, and in hits with 60. The first pitch to Castellanos is fisted towards the shortstop. Acuna runs in, gloves on the second hop, has time to take a couple more steps to first. He throws in time. And Castellanos is retired on a first pitch ground out, 6-3. The put out. There's two down for Juan Fernandez. 2-1 Rough Riders on the road. Has not been the cleanest game for Frisco, but they lead with a little bit of help from San Antonio. Both teams have committed an error. The first pitch to Fernandez is low and away, ball one. The first run of the game for Frisco came in with help from the error. Luis Angel Acuña scored on a wild pitch. That wasn't the error. He reached on an error, and then a wild pitch scored him with a stolen base in between. The 1-0 swung on a hard hit liner towards Acuña, bounces at the back of the infield and rolls into left. And a single for Juan Fernandez, his second of the day, to almost the exact same spot. Two singles through the six hole for the third baseman Fernandez. Already eighth in the Texas League in batting average at .301, and he's 2-for-2 today. But with a two-out single, Seth Nordlund is still just one good at-bat away from ending the inning and posting another zero. 2-1 Frisco. First pitch to De La Cruz. He swings late. A throw back to first. They got him in a pickle. The throw to second. The tag is in time. And Fernandez is out at second. One pitch after, he singled into left field, and he is backpicked by Scott Capers. He tried to just go to second, realizing he was way too far off of first base. And he went in a second, was tagged out on a 2-3-6 putout. And the Missions are down in the fourth inning. Seth Nordlund faces the minimum with one hit, nobody left on, no runs. And we're done with the fourth. It's 2-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning begins with Jax Biggers taking a pitch down for ball one from Efrain Contreras. Top of the fifth inning. Zach Bigley. I'm sorry, I had all my innings turned around. Zach Bigley back in the call. I'm so used to being at home to the bottom of the fourth inning when the Rough Riders are at the plate.
All right, thank you, Josh. It's 2-0 on Jax Biggers on a pitch that misses low. Here's the one back, and Contreras offers in. And it's in there on the inside corner, a strike. It's 2-1 on Jax. Rough Riders leading 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Wind back in the 2-1 pitch. Strike on the upper edge outside corner, and it's 2-2 on Biggers, who doubled down the right field line back in the second. Rough Riders have two doubles today out of their four total hits. The two other hits were singles in the third inning. Contreras winds back in the 2-2. A bunt shown, and he went around, and he bunted and missed it on a two-strike pitch to strike out. And I don't think Biggers thought there were two strikes on him. Or I don't think he thought he went around. Either way, he's talking with home plate umpire Ray Patchett, and he strikes out. There's one away. Sixth strikeout for Efrain Contreras. Top of the order, here's Luis Angel Acuña. And the pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Acuña 0-for-2 today. He reached on an error by the third baseman Juan Fernandez in the first inning and was robbed in the second, the 0-1. fouled back into the netting, and it's 0-2 on a brilliant play by second baseman Ripken Reyes. Rough Riders lead 2-1, top of the fifth. Contreras had a 1-2-3 fourth inning. He peels and offers. Check swing and a fastball just high. They appeal down to first, and he was able to hold. It's one ball and two strikes. Contreras has now sat down five in a row. 1-2. Breaking ball, chopped on the ground to third. Fernandez leaves his feet. He's got it, but no throw on to first. And Acuna finally reaches on a base hit. Now, after a throwing error in the first and getting robbed by Reyes and a sliding backhanded stop behind the second base bag, he chopped this one into the ground, and Fernandez went back at third, leapt up in the air and made the grab, but by the time he landed, his momentum was going back into left field, and he had no chance to throw out Acuna flying down the line. So it's a single with one out for the Rough Riders in the fifth inning, and here's Evan Carter, who's reached twice today. A quick throw over to first. Ouch. Bounces into the ground and comes up and hits Acuna in the ribs. He's safe. Evan Carter, a chance to extend the Rough Riders' lead. Here's the stretch from Contreras, and the right-hander kicks in. Down low and inside, gets all the way back to the backstop in the dirt, and Acuna takes second. He rounds second, but stops right there. A wild pitch. Puts the league leader in stolen bases in scoring position, not a stolen base. He has 31 of them this season, including one earlier tonight. Carter back in from the left side. A walk and a single today. That single in the third inning was a solid smash back up the box into center field on an 0-2 pitch. It was a rocket back up the box. And there was something clearly wrong with Evan after he was hit by a pitch in the wrist. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. On the outside corner is strike. It's 0-1 on Carter. I should say 1-1 on Carter. And he kept playing through it. You could just tell something wasn't right because he wasn't swinging the bat very well. Contreras ready in the 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. He went on the injured list with a sore right wrist, and since coming off, he has been such a great hitter at the plate. The same exact hitter that we saw at the beginning of the season when he was tearing the cover off the ball, including here in San Antonio. Right-hander, the 2-1. Low, and it's three balls and one strike. Carter, in his five games since his return, all against Springfield last week, a .444 hitter, 8-for-18 with an over 1,400 OPS. And included in those eight hits, four extra base hits, two homers, a double, and a triple. He knocked in seven runs in those five games last week. Contreras peers towards second, the 3-1, a swing and a fly ball to left field, and shallow. Cummings coming in into foul ground, and he runs out of room. It's onto the warning track and up into the stands on one hop. And it's a foul ball to make it three balls and two strikes on Carter. Carter already with another hit today to just keep on adding to those great numbers and a walk on top of that. He reached in exactly half of the times he came up to the plate last week, a .500 on base percentage. He now has a four-game hitting streak. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. Two outs in the fifth inning. Rough Riders leading 2-1. It's the seventh strikeout from Contreras, and Thomas Sajesi makes his way to the plate. So JC already extended his on-base streak earlier today with a walk. That now stands at 16 games. He has 14 consecutive games with a hit, the longest such streak in a Rough Riders uniform this year. Stretch in the right-hander's bench. Swinging a chopper to short. Ditter comes up. He fields at the chest. Throws onto first in time to get Sujacy. And the reigning Texas League Player of the Week is retired to retire the side in the fifth. No runs a hit. No errors. A runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 2, the Missions 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. It's the Rough Riders, two of the missions, one. Michael De La Cruz, Ray Patrick Ditter, and Connor Hollis, the 3-2 up. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order for San Antonio against Seth Nordlund, who offers in the initial toss. And it's just off the outside corner and a bit low. It's one ball and no strikes. Seth Nordlund trying to become just the second Rough Riders pitcher in the last 13 games. The 1-0 slips inside. It's 2-0 to complete a five-inning start. It's been a tough go on the mound in the starting roles for the Rough Riders recently. Nordlund has been very good tonight. He rocks back in the 2-0. There's a fly ball into left center field, chasing Carter back a couple steps. Had it played perfectly, shaded to the opposite way, and he makes the grab. There's one out. Ditter steps to the plate. He had an RBI double back in the second inning. Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage as we play in the bottom half of the fifth. Ditter, right-handed batter in his 10th year in the minor leagues. Open stance right side. Nordlund rocks back and delivers in the first pitch. Fastball away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ray Patrick Ditter from the small country and island of Aruba, just north of Venezuela. The 1-0 toss. A fly ball into right field, down the line. Hatcher coming over towards the line, still running, running a little harder now. Dives and makes the catch. A little bit of an adventure out there with the wind, but Josh Hatcher was able to track it down and eventually make the sprawling catch down the right field line for the second out. Well, he started jogging, and then the wind just took it and carried it towards the line. And he eventually kind of fell towards the line and hauled in the baseball for the second out. 2-1 Rough Riders, two outs, bases clear. Here's Connor Hollis, the wind of the pitch. A weak wave and a miss off the outside corner from Hollis, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders with their two runs tonight in the first inning. San Antonio countering in the second. That's the only tally they've gotten off Seth Nordlund, who rocks back in the 0-1. A little flare shot off the fist, shallow right field down the line, and Tanalu goes back, and he makes the catch in foul territory over the shoulder. What a grab by the Riders' first baseman, and a couple nice defensive plays retire the side in the fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. It's the Rough Riders, two of the missions, one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them. Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
New man on the mound for San Antonio as we roll to the top of the sixth inning from San Antonio, Texas. It's Raul Brito who takes over for Efrain Contreras. Trevor Hover leads it off. It's the right-hander against the lefty at the plate. The first toss is at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Efrain Contreras done after his five-inning start today. He allowed just two runs, both in the first inning, one of them earned. Stretch in the 0-1. A breaking ball bends to the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-2 on Hover. And Raul Brito takes over, the 26-year-old at 6'1", 180 pounds, a Dominican Republic native, making his double-A debut out in front of us. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Breaking ball, low of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Only 10 appearances this year at High A Fort Wayne, 2-0 with a 2.45 ERA. He stretches and flicks in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Originally with the Marlins organization, he elected free agency at the end of the season last year. Signed by the Padres just a month later in December. The 2-2. A last shot to third off of Fernandez's glove, and it kicks out into shallow left. Hover around first, and he stops right there. It's a 3-for-3 day for Trevor Hover. A double in the first, a single in the third, add another base hit in the sixth, all going to the opposite field. And Trevor Hover having himself an opener in this series. He's 3-for-3. Well, that's great to see. When Hover is going well, so is the team for the most part. The Rough Riders on a bit of a hot streak, winning their last three, and Trevor Hover has been on a bit of a hot streak himself. Aaron Zavala stands in from the left side. First pitch is cut on and missed in an elevated fastball, and it's 0-1. For Hover, this is just adding on to a hit streak. It's now eight consecutive games for him that he's hit safely in. Brito stretches in the 0-1. A little ground ball foul past Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager and third base coach. And it's 0-2 on the Frisco left fielder, who has struck out twice today. Two-run Rough Riders in this top half of the sixth inning. After Seth Nordlund was brilliant through his five innings in his start, looks like his day will come to a close as Danny Duffy is loosening in the Riders bullpen. 0-2 pitch. Zavala takes strike three, call with a breaking ball down the heart of the plate. And he strikes out looking on three pitches. One away for Nick Tanelu. 2-1 Frisco. And two runs on six hits and one error for the Rough Riders. A one run on three hits and one error for the Missions. Brito ready from the stretch. And he kicks it home. It fits another slider down the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Tanelu in his return to the Rough Riders. A strikeout and a flyout. Brito fires. Slider hit off the end of the bat. A floater into shallow right center field. Johnson running in, and he makes the chest high catch. Two away. So after the leadoff single for Trevor Hover, two in a row retired by Brito in his double-A debut, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Pulse side shift on the infield for San Antonio, left-handed batter. First pitch, Hatcher a wave and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Well, up to this point, in the first four games of his AA career, Hatcher had made the AA level look pretty easy. Had a four-game hitting streak, five for his first 12 here at this level with a homer and three runs batted in. 0-2 today, though, with a ground out and a strikeout. We'll see what he does against Brito. He's down in the count 0-1 against him. The pick. Swinging a foul back into De La Cruz's glove, and it's 0-2. Hopper takes his lead from first. Riders a 2-1 advantage in the top of the sixth inning in this series opener. Brito delivers. Breaking ball and a cut on and miss. Man, he really fooled him badly on that one, and a check swing that he knew he went around on. First strike three, and it's the second strikeout in a semi 1-2-3 inning after giving up the base hit to start it here in the sixth. So no runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base in the sixth inning. We go to the bottom half of the sixth. It's Rough Riders leading 2-1 over San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning and a new pitcher for the Rough Riders leading 2-1. It's Danny Duffy who takes over, facing Brennan Valenzuela in the first pitch. Is inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Seth Nordlund done in his start, and a really good one for the Rough Riders. He allowed just one run over his five innings on three hits. Duffy, the left-hander, readies in the 1-0 pitch. Rides inside again on Valenzuela, the right-handed batter, and it's 2-0. Nordlund struck out six and did not walk a batter. Really good stuff from Nordlund. His best start this year in a Riders uniform. The 2-0. Inside again, it's three balls and no strikes. Now the Rough Riders, after that strong start from Nordlund, hand it over to the bullpen, and it's an 11-year big leaguer, Danny Duffy, who takes over. Duffy stretches in the 3-0. Outside corner for a strike one with a fastball, 3-1. Duffy, the 34-year-old, making his eighth appearance, I should say, for the Rough Riders this year. He's 2-1 with a 4.82 ERA. The pitch. Outside corner at the knees for a strike. 3-2. 2-1 this year, a 4.82 earned run average. In 9 1/3 innings, he's struck out 9, but also struggled with his command with 9 walks as well. Payoff pitch. And there's his 10th, high off the outside corner, all the way back to the backstop. A walk for Valenzuela to begin things in the 6th inning. That's the first time he's earned his way aboard here at the AA level after reaching on a drop pop-up by Thomas Ajayi, the Riders' third baseman, for an error in the 3rd. He takes the free pass in the 6th inning to begin it. Ripken Reyes at the top of the card now for San Antonio, 0-2 today. Rough Riders lead 2-1. Over San Antonio. Duffy ready from the stretch with double play depth in the infield behind him. The pitch. A bunt from Reyes up the first baseline. Tanalu's got it, and he steps into the base path and tags out Reyes. That moves Valenzuela down to second base, and there's one out in the sixth on a successful sacrifice bunt from Ripken Rams. Three unassisted, Daniel Johnson hits. He's had a tough day, and really glad to see Seth Nordlund not up on the mound against him. He went 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts against Nordlund in his first two trips. Left on left, Danny Duffy ready from the stretch, and the initial pitch will have to wait, actually. He steps off. Wants a redo of the signs. Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage, the tying run at second in the bottom of the sixth inning. Duffy kicks it home. Johnson watches one flutter to the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders meeting with the first half champions of the Texas League South, the San Antonio Missions, with Arkansas capturing the North Division crown in the first half. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner, count evens at one ball and one strike. Rough Riders will have to have a good second half in order to make the playoffs for the second year in a row and looking to defend their crown in the Texas League. It all starts here in San Antonio. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Check swing and a high inside pitch, and Johnson fouled it off. It just caught the handle. And it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have played well here in San Antonio, but facing a new team, a team that had 13 roster moves over the last 4 days. And they now are looking at a combine. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and missed off the outside corner. Danny Duffy picks up the strikeout. And Johnson is K'd for the third time today, and Duffy now has two outs with a runner in second. Cole Cummings stands in. He is also struck out in each of his two trips. Top third of the order has struck out six times in their seven at-bats. Stretch of the pitch. Cummings flicks it foul left side. It's 0-1. San Antonio now has a combined three top 30 prospects. Jackson Wolf, who will be Sunday's starter, he's number 16. Alec Jacob, a reliever, number 26. And now Brandon Valenzuela, who stands at second base leading off. He's number 29. 0-1 offering to Cummings. Off the plate away, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders 2, San Antonio 1. In this bottom half of the sixth inning. Duffy from the third base side of the rubber, ready from the stretch in the 1-1. In the air, foul left side. It's one ball and two strikes on Cummings, the left fielder for San Antonio. Pull side shift on the infield for Cummings. Duffy trying to get a big out and keep the Rough Riders in the advantage. The 1-2. Breaking ball, ground ball, first base side, and foul. Pass Nick Tanelu, and it's one ball and two strikes still on Cummings. The only hits today from this San Antonio lineup have come from Juan Fernandez, who has two singles, and Ray Patrick Ditter, who had an RBI double back in the second. No surprise from Fernandez. He came in top 10 in the league in batting average, hitting 301, and he's just added to that. Duffy the 1-2. Foul back to the netting behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Duffy, during his time with the Rough Riders, his opponents hitting 278 against him. Try not to let that leadoff walk come back and bite him. He readies and brings it. Swinging a soft roller out in front of the plate, and it's just foul, rolling into the left-handed batter's box before Scott Capers was able to pounce on it from his catcher position, and it's still one ball and two strikes on Cummings. It's gorgeous, warm night in San Antonio. It was 99 degrees with a feels like of 103 at first pitch, and as the sun is starting to set in South Central Texas, it's cooled down to 94. The pitch is popped up. Shallow center field, Evan Carter racing in. He settles, makes the grab, and it retires the side in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Great job by Danny Duffy pitching out of trouble. Top seven next. It's 2-1 Riders. Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the seventh inning here in San Antonio. Scott Capers to lead off against Raul Brito back out on the mound for the Missions. The Frisco Rough Riders lead this game on the road, a slim margin, 2-1. Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The first pitch to Scott Capers, a breaking ball plunked him on the back. The slider to the left shoulder of Scott Capers, he just turns away from it, and one of the least painful hit-by-pitches you'll see. A slider that didn't have much bite to it, and Scott Capers takes it off the shoulder and walks up to first.
I don't know, I'd rather take it off the elbow guard than get hit at all.
That's fair.
But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So that brings up Jax Biggers with one on and nobody out. The first pitch to Jax is on the outside corner for a strike. Brito, a rare moment of no control, had a really solid sixth inning. He came in and threw 13 pitches, 11 of them for strikes. Here's the 0-1 to Jax Biggers, another breaking ball. It's outside. So after hitting Capers with a slider, he throws two more breakers to Jax Biggers, both close to the strike zone. One finds it, one does not. 1-1 the count to the left hand hitting Jax Biggers. 2-1 Frisco. Here's the pitch from Brito. It's swung on and a high pop fly into shallow left. Playable for Cummings. He comes in. Ditter goes out. It's the shortstop who puts it away. And Jax Biggers is out number one. Well, the seventh inning turns the lineup card over. Luis Angel Acuna is the batter. And one away. Runner at first. And the Rough Riders up 2-1. Two runs on six hits and one error for the Rough Riders. For the Missions through six innings, one run on three hits. They have committed one error as well. So Acuna ready to go for his first trip against Raul Brito, the reliever. Right-hander deals, and a fastball swung on and missed underneath the barrel of Acuna. Got his league-leading 31st steal of the season back in the first inning and score the go-ahead run. That lead has stayed intact. The 0-1 pitch to Acuna, another fastball. This time he gets underneath it and fouls it back. 0-2. It's been an up-and-down day on the base paths for the Rough Riders. On one hand, you've got that Acuna steal, and he also sprinted home on a wild pitch to score moments later. But Frisco has also been picked off a couple of times. Capers a modest lead from first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball looped into left field. Cummings running over. He gets underneath and makes the catch on a low-hanging fly ball into left. Luis Angel Acuna flies out. Two down. Evan Carter the batter. After Scott Capers was hit on the first pitch of this inning, he has not advanced since then. 2-1 Rough Riders in the seventh inning. Frisco has typically been a very clean base running team. They have only been caught stealing 18 times this whole season. First pitch to Carter is down and in. Only two teams in the Texas League have been caught fewer times than the Rough Riders. San Antonio is one of them. However, they steal about half as often as Frisco, so that's a big reason why. The 1-0 pitch to Carter is swung on, a grounder up the middle. Reyes running for the second baseman, watches it into center field. Capers runs around second. He digs for third and is upstanding. It's a two-out single for Evan Carter. And the Rough Riders have runners in the corners in the seventh inning. A multi-hit game for Evan Carter. On a single up the middle, he's 2-for-3 today. With a walk, a run scored, and two singles. Both into center field. And now it's Thomas Ajayi tasked with the two-out RBI opportunity. Also hoping to extend his hit streak to a 15-gamer. He has reached base one time today. It was on a walk. So two outs, runners in the corners for the Rough Riders, hoping to extend a one-run lead in the seventh inning. The first pitch to Sajacy is taken on the outside half and strike one on a fastball. And it's 0-1 from Raul Brito. Outfield playing straight up. The wind is blowing softly in, which it has been pretty much all game long. The one-strike pitch to Sajacy is swung on and missed late on a fastball, and he's in an 0-2 hold. Trevor Hover is on deck. The Rough Riders have not scored since the first inning tonight. Lead has held, but just barely, 2-1. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swings and flies it foul, spoiling it to the light pole on the right side. And still an 0-2 count to the third baseman out of Carlsbad, California. Looking to finish out June in strong fashion, leading the team with a .337 batting average this month. Gonna get a little cherry on top here. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. And so JC is down swinging on a four-pitch strikeout by Raul Brito. He strands a pair on the corners. A hit batter, a single, nothing else for the Rough Riders. It's still 2-1 Frisco. Time to stretch from San Antonio into the bottom of the seventh from the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Danny Duffy still in the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders. The relief pitcher returns after a scoreless sixth inning. Full face Pedro Castellanos with a 2-1 Frisco advantage in the home half of the seventh in San Antonio. Danny Duffy, the southpaw, is set in his first pitch. A breaking ball popped up on the infield right side. Nick Tannehill running in. He straddles the first base bag, continues into foul ground, and makes the catch in the first base coaching box. Puts away Pedro Castellanos on a first pitch foul out. Good start to the inning for Danny Duffy. A little bit of an extended sixth inning, albeit facing just one over the minimum. But a walk, a sack bunt, then a strikeout, then a fly out with five straight foul balls he had to endure. Five total foul balls from Cole Cummings. But he got out of the inning with a zero on the board. Now Juan Fernandez, the batter. First pitch, breaking ball, cuts inside, and it's 1-0 to the third baseman. Fernandez, a good day so far for the third-year double-A player. Two singles on the evening for Fernandez. 1-0 is the count. Here's the pitch. It's a changeup high and away. And two balls, no strikes from Danny Duffy. Fernandez has upped his batting average every season at AA. Hit 226 a couple of years ago, then 271, and now 301 this season. The 2-0, fastball darts underneath the zone. It's now three balls and no strikes from Danny Duffy. Fernandez singling to the same spot both innings, the second and fourth innings, when she has two singles, through the six hole into left field. The 3-0 pitch takes it all the way. It's in the zone for strike one. Three balls and one strike from Danny Duffy. Age San Antonio hitter coming to the plate representing the tying run. 2-1 Frisco, bottom of the seventh. Base is empty. Duffy slides home and it's popped up behind home. Strike two on Juan Fernandez. Duffy doesn't always get the high leg kick even when there's no runners on base, which you see pitchers do just to decrease the time from the mound to home, decrease, you know, stealing opportunities. He'll just slide step towards home some of the time, even with no runners on base. Here's the 3-2 pitch. He comes home, swung on, a roller to short. Luis Angel Acuna in perfect position. He gloves it and throws to first. A little low, but in time. And Fernandez is retired. Danny Duffy comes back from a 3-0 hole and ends up getting Fernandez to ground out. Now it's Michael De La Cruz, the batter, 0-for-2 on the evening. Frisco ahead by a score of 2-1. Right-hand hitter steps in against the left-hand pitcher, Duffy. Outfield playing pretty much straight up. The first pitch swung on, a foul tip into the glove of Scott Capers. Capers has been the battery mate all four times that Seth Nordlund has started this season for the Rough Riders. Now is paired with Danny Duffy in the seventh inning. The 0-1 is outside on a fastball, 1-1. Heck of a day for Nordlund. No walks through five innings. And the first walk of the game was the very first batter faced from the bullpen. But Danny Duffy worked around that leadoff walk last inning. One ball, one strike, two outs. Here's the pitch. It swung on and a pop fly on the right side again. Tanalu running for it. The first baseman does not have enough real estate. It lands on the dugout of Frisco's side, third base portion of the Wolf. And it's 1-2 to count to Michael De La Cruz. Nobody on the base paths for the Missions. Both teams on a scoreless streak here. The Rough Riders scored back in the first inning and have since posted six straight zeros offensively. San Antonio scored their one run in the second inning and similarly have not scored since. Bottom of the seventh. Two outs and two strikes. Here comes Duffy, a slider, backdoor, got it dotted up. And strike three looking on Michael De La Cruz. Danny Duffy strikes out the final man. He has put away six in a row and allowed no hits through two relief innings. We're done with seven frames from San Antonio. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Missions 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Kevin Copps, a new pitcher, into the ballgame for the San Antonio Missions. The first batter he'll face is Trevor Hover. The Frisco Rough Riders holding the advantage. 2-1 is the score into the top half of the eighth inning. Right-hander Kevin Copps out of Sugar Land, Texas. Went to high school in Richmond, in fact, but went to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. And the right-hander set to begin the eighth inning. Trevor Hover, Aaron Zavala, and Nick Tanelu, the batters. First pitch is swung on and fouled back off the glove of Michael De La Cruz, and a foul ball on Hover, who is 3-for-3 today, tying his season and career high for Hover, who's done so a couple times this season. The 0-1 is at the top of the zone for strike two. Trevor Hover with a pair of three-hit games this season. He's done so 9 times in his career to get to 3 hits. Never has gotten 4, and will have at least this plate appearance here to make a career high. The 0-2 is down and in. 1-2 to Trevor Hover. Kevin Copps with a 3-2 record this season for San Antonio. A 3.6 ERA for Copps. His 21st appearance of the season. The 1-2 is swung on and missed, and Trevor Hover will not get 4 hits, at least not yet. And he strikes out to begin the 8th inning. It'll be Aaron Zavala to the plate with the bases empty. With some good strikeout stuff. That's his 46th strikeout of the season and 35 innings this year. Zavala steps to the plate. 2-1 Frisco is the score. In the top of the eighth inning, first pitch to Zavala is low and outside. And ball one to the left-hand hitter. Copps comes set with his hands in front of his chest. He kicks. And a fastball for his strike. It's 1-1. Noah Bremer is out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, warming up to most likely come in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-1 offering to Zavala is swung on, a slider that he fouls right at the plate. And strike two from Kevin Copps. Zavala hoping to avoid his 4th strikeout of the evening. 0-for-3 on the day. To get aboard, Frisco again is threatened but not scored since the first inning. Had an extra base hit in the second inning. Had 2 hits and a walk in the third inning, but no runs then either. Here's the 1-2. Zavala swings a soft grounder up the first base side. It lands fair and then rolls foul. Zavala, I think, said it hit off his foot and should have been a foul ball the entire way. It ends up being a foul ball regardless as it rolls to the right at first base. And keeps the count at 1-2. Zavala never did run out of the box. Didn't see it called foul until the end, but it was foul. The 1-out base is empty for Aaron Zavala, the left fielder today. Ready's for the 2-strike pitch from Copps. Here she comes. It's high and outside. Good eye from Zavala to even the count at 2-2. Frisco did not threaten in the 4th inning, going 1-2-3. Had a base hit in the 5th. More in the 6th. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Zavala swings. Another foul ball up the right side. And the Rough Riders put 2 runners aboard in the 7th inning, but did not score. Frisco has stranded 6 base runners today, including stranding runners in scoring position in the 1st inning and 2nd inning and 5th inning and 6th. Here's the 2-2 offering to Aaron Zavala. He swings, and another ground ball. This one is definitely foul, even though it went in fair territory off his foot, and this time Ray Patchett calls it immediately, fielded by Kevin Copps, but hitting Zavala's foot in the batter's box, and another 2-2 count remains that way for Aaron Zavala. It'll be the 8th pitch of the at-bat for Aaron, facing Kevin Copps. Right-hander comes home, and a slider hit well to right center field, sending Reyes towards the gap. He gets under it, and he makes the catch on a jog. And the second baseman turned right fielder. He moved out there partway through the game. He is able to make the play and put away Aaron Zavala. 2 outs for Nick Tanelu with the bases clear. Frisco ahead by a score of 2-1 here this Wednesday evening. Usually game 2 of a 6-game series. Almost always a Tuesday through Sunday set, but we'll play through Monday this week. A pair of days off yesterday and the day before. Opening pitch to Tanelu is swung on and missed on an off-speed at the bottom of the zone. And it's 0-1 to Tanelu. So San Antonio has a chance to host on July 3rd, right before the holiday, and then Frisco will host on Independence Day back at Riders Field. The 0-1, Tantalus swings, and a hard line drive up the third baseline, bounces into left field, a base hit. Tantalu around first, he'll dig for second. He gets in there easily, and a two-out double for Nick Tantalu. His first hit since returning from AAA, and it's an extra base knock, his 10th double of the season for the Rough Riders. Up the left field line, and Frisco once again has a runner in scoring position. And the Rough Riders, the majority of their runners stranded today have been in scoring position, and now Nick Tantalu hopes to avoid adding to that party. He's at second, two down, Josh Hatcher steps in. The first pitch to him is swung on and missed. On a changeup towards the outside edge, it's 0-1. Hatcher, a good start to his Double A career, 5-for-12 entering tonight, but no base hits yet this evening. Looking for a two-out RBI to extend the 2-1 lead. The 0-1, he swings and fouls it back off the glove of De La Cruz, and it's 0-2 to Josh Hatcher. A righty-lefty matchup from Kevin Copps. Former Golden Spikes Award winner out of Arkansas. Now at the Padres organization. As no two count, the pitch to Hatcher is lined into left center field. Base hit. Tantalu will get around third. He scores easily. Hatcher climbing for second. The throw in is not in time. He slides in feet first for an RBI two-out double. The Rough Riders pull ahead 3-1. Josh Hatcher provides the RBI, his fourth of his Double-A career, in just his fifth game at the Double-A level with the Rough Riders, and goes opposite way on a two-strike pitch to put Frisco ahead 3-1, and they score for the first time since the first inning. Good work by Josh Hatcher, and Nick Tantalu scores. Eighth inning, and the Rough Riders ahead by multiple runs again. Scott Capers the batter. The first pitch to him is taken right down the middle, strike one. So Frisco with a little two-out rally, back-to-back doubles for the Rough Riders. Nick Tantalu with the bases empty, sending a ball down the left field line for a double, and Josh Hatcher bats him home, trading places. The one-strike pitch, Capers swings and pops it behind home, foul, and out of play. Good work by Josh Hatcher, who's 0-for-3 and had struck out his last two at-bats. And the last one was fooled pretty hard by Raul Brito, striking out swinging. But this time, even though he got in an 0-2 hole from Kevin Copps, he was able to come up with not only a productive at-bat, but an extra base hit. He's at second base with a medium-sized lead, two outs and two strikes. Scott Capers swings and flies it down the right field line, this time foul towards the gazebo and foul ground here at the Wolf. We'll play again at 7:05 tomorrow as well. Ryan Garcia on the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders. Countered by Daniel Camarena for the Missions. The right-hander Copps throws the 0-2, swung on and grounded the other way. This time, third base side on a bouncer. And Scott Capers has fouled off three straight pitches. One straight back, one up the right, one up the left. And doling out souvenirs all the way around. Still an 0-2 count to the right-hand hitting catcher out of Valparaiso. Walkerton, Indiana native, tries to protect once again. The pitch outside, and ball one. So after three straight foul balls, Scott Capers watches the fifth pitch of the plate appearance away. 1-2 the count. Jax Biggers on deck. 1-2 the count to Scott Capers. He swings and misses in the dirt, and strike three. The inning is over, but the Rough Riders get back-to-back doubles in the eighth inning, including the RBI base knock by Josh Hatcher. It's now Frisco 3 and the San Antonio Missions 1. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened.
You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Noah Bremer comes in for the Frisco Rough Riders out of the bullpen. Recently returned to Frisco, coming off Tommy John surgery, our pregame guest today. And good to see the Washington Husky product out healthy and ready to go. Bottom of the eighth inning, Frisco leads it 3-1 over San Antonio. Ray Patrick Ditter, the batter, the first pitch to him is swung on. And foul behind home, banging off the facing to the press box. And strike one to the shortstop.
Josh, we got a new look for Noah Bremer with the long pants.
Yeah, it's a good look. The 0-1, a breaking ball fouled back. It's 0-2 to Ditter.
He made 22 appearances with the Rough Riders in 2021. Never once did he rock the low pants look.
Interesting. Have you asked him about it yet?
No, I didn't expect him to go low pants today.
You should rush out there and ask him right now. Stop the game. I want to know.
What's going on, man?
Did he wear, I forget, on his start the other day, did he have long
pants? He wore the stirrups.
Okay.
The high socks and stirrups.
Good memory. I appreciate that. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Ray Patrick Ditter. A fastball underneath the zone. And it's a 1-2 count. It's a good look either way.
The reason I remember it, it's something about the number 33. Because
here's the 1-2. Bremer gets a fastball past Ditter. Strike three swinging. Noah Bremer starts out his day in good fashion. And there's one away in the eighth inning.
Last year, so he was with us in 2021, wore the high socks, number 33. Last year, Kevin Gowdy wore number 33 and also had the high socks and stirrups. So it was just like kind of a passing of the torch where 33 had to wear the high socks and stirrups.
Interesting. With one out, the batter's Connor Hollis, or Jake Perez, pardon me. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Hollis was in this spot in the lineup, but Perez has replaced him. A swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Frisco ahead 3-1. Bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Another fastball. This one taken for a strike. Perez 2-for-10 on the season. And the San Jose native, not in California, but Costa Rica, now swings and fouls it right back. It's 0-2.
That's the capital.
Not of California, but that's what I said. Of Costa Rica. They should both be. They should both be the captain.
You think so?
I don't know why.
What do you have against Sacramento?
Nothing.
Just, okay.
I don't know. San Jose's cool. It's a cool city. The 0-2 pitch from Bremer is taken right down the middle. Strike three looking. Back-to-back K's for Noah Bremer here in the eighth inning.
I wasn't sure if it was a pro-San Jose or an anti-Sacramento.
It's pro-San Jose.
Okay.
I have nothing against Sacramento.
Okay.
Do you have anything against Sacramento?
Should I have something against Sacramento? Because I don't.
I just said I have nothing against Sacramento. I've made my intentions clear. Sacramento,
I don't know if I believe you.
Fine. No, I've been through. It's fine. The first pitch to Valenzuela is at the bottom of the strike zone. And 0-1 the count from Noah Bremer out of Berkeley, California.
It's near San Jose.
Yeah. 0-1, a changeup grounded on the right side, fielded by Biggers on the backhand, throws across his body. And puts away Valenzuela. Good play by Jax Biggers. He'll now lead off in the ninth inning. When we return, Zach Bigley has the call in the ninth. Frisco leading this ballgame by a score of 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
At the top of the ninth inning, it's the Rough Riders 3 and the Missions 1. Kevin Copps back on the hill. Jax Biggers at the plate for the Rough Riders. It's 9-1-2. Copps ready from the stretch, and he brings home the first pitch. High off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strike. So the Rough Riders adding on a run of insurance in the eighth inning with an RBI double from Josh Hatcher. He's now hit safely in all five of his Rough Riders games this year. The pitch is grounded to third. Two hops to Fernandez. He's got it. And fires on to first to retire Jax Biggers. One away. Top of the order. Fifth time through for Luis Angel Acuña. Acuña, one for four. He's singled back in the fifth inning. Right on right, here's the stretch. And the right-hander's first pitch to Luis Angel is low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders with three runs on nine hits tonight and one error defensively. Cops the 1-0. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. One run on three hits and one error defensively for the Missions as the wind continues to blow in a pretty furious pace. The offering. High. Three balls and no strikes. And darkness has surrounded us here in the top of the ninth inning in San Antonio. The 3-0 pitch. Over for a strike with a breaking ball. Three balls and one strike on Acuña. The Rough Riders would love another run of insurance. The pitch. There's a fly ball into left field. This one pushing Cummings back a couple steps. Now comes jogging in, and he makes the catch. One away for Evan Carter. Carter two for three today with a couple singles and a walk. He scored back in the first inning. Right-hander comps from the stretch of the pitch. It's cut on and missed by Carter, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders with two runs in the first inning and one run in the eighth. The Missions' only run coming in the second today. 0-1, ground ball foul up the third baseline, or first baseline, I should say, and it's 0-2. Pullside shift on the infield for Carter, who has been amazing since returning to the Rough Riders. 10 for 21 to raise his average up to 299 over his last six games. Stretch in the 0-2 pinch. He sprays it foul left side. It's still 0-2. He had three home runs in this ballpark last time he made a trip here. Two outs, bases clear. The stretch and the 0-2. He swings, lines it into right field. That dunks in for a base hit. And Evan Carter has his third hit of the evening. He singles to right field with two outs in the ninth inning. And the Rough Riders have their 10th hit collectively tonight. Three singles for Evan Carter. And that gives Thomas Sejasi another chance to extend his hitting streak. He's 0 for 3 tonight with a walk. A base hit makes it a 15-game hitting streak for Sejasi. In from the right side, Copps delivers. Fastball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. And so JC on the 14-game hitting streak, hitting .456. Stretch of the pitch. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Pull side shift just slightly for the right-handed batter. Cops ready from the stretch, right on right in the 2-0. Top of the zone with a slider for a strike, and it's 2-1. Grant Wolfram is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. He'll come in to close it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Playing the top of the ninth now. 2-1 on Sajacy. The right-hander flicks it home. It's high and tight. Three balls in one strike. And a good count for Sajacy to try and get a fastball and pick up that base hit. Cops dangles his right arm to his right side of his body, looking in for the sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch on the way to Sajacy will have to wait. A quick throw over to first, not in time, and that was close. Nearly picking off Evan Carter again. Carter was picked off earlier today, back in the third inning. He takes his lead again. Cop stretches. The 3-1. So JC watches at the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-2. No batting gloves for the right-handed hitter, who entered into today fourth in the league in batting average, hitting .312. He's gone 0-4 so far, and he calls time and steps out. .874 OPS for Sajacy is tops in the team. And a throw goes over to first again. Carter's back safely. It's also eighth in the league at .874 on base plus slugging. Second in the league in hits. Eighth and doubles the pitch. He swings, chops it foul, third base side with Carter on the move, and it's still 3-2. He's been the catalyst during this good stretch for the Rough Riders. Frisco winning 3 in a row. Trying to carry that over into the first game of the second half. Cops ready from the stretch, and the right-handers pay off. Swinging a fly ball into center field. Johnson going back. He's still going back at the warning track. It hits off the base of the wall. Carter around third. He comes in to score. And Thomas Sajacy emphatically extends his hitting streak to 15 games with an RBI double to center field. Cutting into the wind, dead in from center field. He hit it off the base of the wall. And he scores. Evan Carter from first base with ease. It's the first 15-game hitting streak for the Rough Riders since a 16-game hitting streak in 2016 by Ronald Guzman. His 16th double of the year to put him in a tie for sixth place in the Texas League. And a part that is very, very hard to get to in this ballpark. Dead center field, and he was able to get it over Daniel Johnson's head into the wind. That's gone in almost every ballpark in the Texas League, but with this wind just off the base of the wall. Jeff Andrews, the former Rough Riders pitching coach, now the pitching coach for the Missions, goes out and has a quick chat with Kevin Copps, who's yielded back-to-back innings with RBI doubles for the Rough Riders to now lead 4-1. And Trevor Hover stands in for Frisco. He's 3-for-4 today. So JC leads from second. The offering in. Breaking ball, top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. How about Thomas Sajacy? A 15-game hitting streak. The longest for a Rough Rider since 2016. Stretch in the 0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. He has a ways to go for the franchise record. It's 29 games by Jerkson Profar back in 2012. But nonetheless, a very good streak for Sajacy. The pitch, high off the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike to Trevor Hover. So JC takes his lead from second. The pitch, high off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. And the pitch is cut on and missed. 3-2. So JC now has the longest hitting streak in the Texas League this year. The pitch. Fouled away left side, and it's still 3-2 at 15 games. Previous longest had been Nafi Castillo of Amarillo, 13 games. Longest active streak. Or I should say it's the longest active. It's not the longest overall this season. That goes to Yorbit Vivas of Tulsa, who had a 16-game hitting streak that ended back on April 25th. Stretch in the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 3-2. And the reigning Texas League Player of the Week is just continues to rake. Amazing stuff from Sujasi. 3-2 with a runner at second and two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Cops ready from the stretch. He fires. Foul back again, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Hover with his three hits tonight has raised his batting average 10 points from 231 to 241. Continues to try to get that to climb up. The 3-2. Just outside for ball four. A walk for Trevor Hover, and there are two aboard with two out for Aaron Zavala, and that ends the night for Kevin Copps. Luke Montz out of the dugout, and he's going to make the pitching change. Rough Riders leading 4-1, and we'll see a new man out of the bullpen for San Antonio. The Rough Riders out in front by three, and we'll introduce you to the new man when we return on the Riders Baseball Network here in the top of the ninth.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit RidersBaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Still in the top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders a 4-1 advantage over San Antonio in this series opener, forcing a pitching change with two outs after three consecutive base runners reach against Kevin Copps with a single for Evan Carter, RBI double Thomas Ajayi, and Trevor Hover coaxing a walk. Aaron Zavala is the batter against James Burke, the new right-hander for the San Antonio Missions. Right-hander on the hill, lefty at the plate. Burke ready from the stretch. He lifts his left leg and fires into Zavala. On the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. James Burke spells his name B-O-U-R-Q-U-E, but pronounced Burke. former big leaguer. The pitch is just off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Made his MLB debut back on May 26th, 2019. Pitched in 2019 and 2020 with the Washington Nationals, making a total of 7 appearances out of the bullpen. He readies from the stretch in the 1-1 pitch. Fastball rides inside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. His time in the minors the last couple years, though, 2020 with AAA Iowa, a Cubs affiliate. And then here in San Antonio, pitching in his 6th game in a Padres affiliate uniform. 2-1 pitch to Zavala. Breaking ball bends to the outside corner of strike, and it's 2-2. 4 runs for the Rough Riders, 1 in each of the last 2 innings on RBI doubles. They lead 4-1. 4 runs on 11 hits and 1 error for the Rough Riders today. Burke readies in the 2-2. Zavala swings, grounds it up the first baseline, right to the first baseman Castellanos, who fields underhand flip to Burke, and it's in time to retire Zavala for the final out of the 9th inning. The Rough Riders, though, they get a run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on base. We're into the bottom of the 9th, and here comes Grant Wolfram on for the save. 4-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Wolfram takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the 9th inning. It's 4-1 Frisco out in front. And Wolfram looking for the save here on the mound. The Rough Riders had a wonderful performance from Grant Wolfram earlier this season before he went up to AAA and unfortunately struggled. And over 11 ERA with the AAA Express. Now back down with Frisco. He was the pitcher of the month in the Rangers organization in May. A dominating month for him. And the Rough Riders hoping for more of that kind of Grant Wolfram. In this appearance, he faces the top of the order. It's Ripken Reyes in the first pitch. A swing and a fly ball floated into shallow right field. Hatcher coming on, and he can't get it. It drops in for a single. And Ripken Reyes starts off the 9th with a base hit in the opposite way. Just the 4th hit today for the Missions. Daniel Johnson bats. Beg your pardon, the 5th hit. No, it is the 4th hit. 4th hit in the 1st against Wolfram on the first pitch. Right, here's Daniel Johnson, left-handed batter against the left-hander Wolfram, who's ready from the stretch, and he brings it home to Johnson. Low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes on the breaking ball. Wolfram features 2 breaking balls. He'll go 4-seam fastball, 2-seam fastball, curveball, and slider for the most part. He has a changeup, which is a split finger, but he doesn't throw it very often. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires to Johnson. Eyeing inside with a fastball, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Wolfram stands 6'8" on the mound, 235 pounds. Holland, Michigan native, delivers. It's high and inside, and it's three balls and no strikes on Johnson. This season with the Rough Riders, lefties just hit 105 against Wolfram. The 3-0. Inside for ball four, and the first two have reached. A walk to Ripken Reyes, or I should say a single for Ripken Reyes, now walk to Daniel Johnson. And now how big do those two runs the last two innings look for the Rough Riders? Leading 4-1 instead of 2-1, like they had until a run of the eighth and a run of the ninth. And there was a meeting of the minds up on the mound for the entire Rough Riders infield and Scott Capers, the Frisco catcher, trying to make sure they're all on the same page. Left-handers hit just 105 against him. Righties hit just 128. He was flat-out dominant in his time with Frisco. In the month of May, I mentioned how good he was for the Rough Riders. I should say the month of April, he was the pitcher of the month when he was dominant. 9 1/3 innings, not allowing a run with 11 strikeouts over 6 appearances. He brings it into Cummings, and it's on the inside corner for a strike to the left fielder, who's 0-3 today. Bottom half of the ninth inning, Frisco out in front 4-1. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Wolfram the 0-1. Breaking ball, tap foul right side. And it's 0-2 on the curveball. Wolfram trying to get a double play here. That's what he would really like. He also strikes out a lot of batters, 37 Ks in 30 and a third combined innings between here and AAA. The stretch in the pitch is low and away, and it gets away from Capers off of the right side, and the double play is no longer in order on the wild pitch. A one ball and two strikes. When he was with the Rough Riders, he struck out 26 over 17 innings, a 1.59 ERA. He had a 10-0 or a 10-8-0 ERA up in AAA in 11 outings. He comes set, and the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, first base side. Tanalu's got it, waves off Wolfram, takes it to the bag for the out, and now throws back to second and does not get the runner Johnson. Ripken Reyes comes in from third, though. It's an RBI groundout to make it 4-2. Johnson remains at second base, one out, and Pedro Castellanos makes his way to the plate. Very close play at second base and a headsy play from Tanalu to try and get Johnson, who was venturing too far off the second base bag. In fact, he might have even had a play on Ripken Reyes, who was just jogging down the third base line. First pitch to Castellanos, flicks across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Tanalu very heads up over at first base, but he does get the one out. 4-2, Rough Riders lead it in the ninth. The pitch, ground ball foul left side, and Wolfram's ahead 0-2 on Castellanos, who's 0-3 today. A hard hit line drive out to the shortstop, his first trip up in the second, but a soft ground out to shortstop and a pop out in foul territory to the first baseman Tanalu in his last two trips. Stretch in the 0-2. Way high off the outside corner, all the way back to the backstop, and it kicks back to Capers, but it's a wild pitch, the second of the inning for Wolfie. Makes it one ball and two strikes and a ball that slipped out of his hand. It's a hot night. Sometimes that sweat can flow a little bit. Castellanos has 6 home runs in the season, and he is the tying run of the plate. He has been dreadful against the Rough Riders this season head-to-head. Against Frisco, Castellanos is just 3-42, the pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Got a fastball right by him, and there are two outs. Wolfie with his first strikeout. Two outs in the ninth inning, Riders lead 4-2, and here's Juan Fernandez, who's 2-for-3 today. He's top 10 in the league in batting average, hitting .301 entering today. He's now hitting .307. Wolfram trying to lock this baby down. Left-hander readies and pitches. On the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Castellanos now just 3 for 43 head-to-head against the Rough Riders. Ooh. Wolfram readies. He delivers. Swinging a pop-up right side, fouling out of play, and it's 0-2 on Fernandez. One run in this bottom of the ninth inning for the Missions. Infield plays back, outfield plays rather shallow, and straight up against the right-handed hitting Fernandez. Wolfram ready from the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. He kicks and brings it. Check swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt for strike three. Capers collects and tags him out, and the Riders win the first game of the second half. Frisco wins it by a final score of 4-2 over the San Antonio Missions, and they go to 1-0 in the second half of play, back in first place for the first time in 2 months in the Texas League. Well, it all starts over today, and the Rough Riders get it going in a perfect way by winning the first game of the second half. Final score, Rough Riders 4, Missions 2. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
A 15-game hitting streak for Thomas DeJacy. A victory for the Rough Riders. They're 1-0 in San Antonio. They're 1-0 in the 2023 season's second half. And they start out this series with a 4-2 victory over the Missions. A wire-to-wire victory, if there ever was one, with Frisco scoring almost immediately in the first inning. Luis Angel Acuna reaching to lead off. He then got to second on an Evan Carter walk the very next batter. He then stole third and then came home on a wild pitch. It was 1-0 Frisco. Just like that, Evan Carter also scored in the inning, Trevor Hover doubling him home. And then the Rough Riders went quiet offensively for quite a while. Not totally quiet. Jax Biggers had a double. They got three runners aboard in the third inning, but two of them were picked off. Had a base hit in the fifth inning from Acuna, had a hit from Hover in the sixth inning, had a couple base runners in the seventh, but the Rough Riders did not score again until the eighth inning, going six straight frames without a run. But the good thing is they never did give up the lead, with Seth Nordlund pitching very well, just one run in for Nordlund on the evening, the starter with his best start of the year for the Rough Riders. He gets credit for the win, going five innings, no walks, three hits, one run, and six punchouts on the day for the right-hander. He was followed up by Danny Duffy, two innings without a hit. Noah Bremer, one perfect inning with a pair of strikeouts. And then, although there was one run in off of Grant Wolfram, he does get credit for the save, having pitched the ninth inning and holds on to the three-run lead. And so the final score is 4-2. The Rough Riders extended that advantage in the eighth inning with Nick Tanelu's double with two outs. He came home moments later on Josh Hatcher's double. They traded places for a two-out rally for the Rough Riders, and Hatcher with a two-strike, two-out RBI double. And Frisco tacked on another run in the ninth inning when Thomas Ajayi doubled to center field to score Evan Carter. If not for that, the Missions would have had the tying run at third base in the bottom of the ninth inning. But as it stood, that was just a necessary run they needed to score to make it 4-3. The tying run was at the plate in the bottom of the ninth. And then that runner from third didn't even score, so the Rough Riders win it by two tonight, 4-2. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:05 for game two of this series. We're playing through Monday here, so this is just game one here in San Antonio. Ryan Garcia on the mound tomorrow, and Daniel Camarena is also on the hill for San Antonio. Garcia takes the ball for the start for the Rough Riders. Some other scores around the Texas League. Midland wins tonight at home to improve to 1-0 in the second half. 5-3 of the victory over Corpus Christi. Arkansas at home wins over Springfield 6-2. Tulsa has lost on the road to Amarillo 6-4. And the largest scoring game of the night is the only one still going on. It's Northwest Arkansas 7 and Wichita with the wind surge scoring 15 runs tonight. 15-7 in the eighth inning in Wichita. Those are the scores around the Texas League here tonight on a Wednesday evening towards the end of June. Around the Texas Rangers organization, the Downey's Wood Ducks defeating Carolina tonight 2-0. Hickory winning tonight over Greensboro 6-2. And Round Rock trailing Las Vegas in just the second inning. Back in the West Coast, or near the West Coast, in Vegas 3-2, the score for the Express in the middle of the second. Those are the scores around the Rangers organization today, with obviously the Frisco Rough Riders winning at the AA level. And at the Major League level, Texas leads Detroit 10-2 in the top of the ninth inning. So good day for the Rangers org tonight, including here in San Antonio. Frisco wins at 4-2. That'll do it for our coverage here tonight on the Riders Baseball Network. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off for the first time tonight of six games here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Join us tomorrow at 6:50 for the pregame show, 7:05 the first pitch, as the Rough Riders try to start out the second half on a two-game win streak, and they have a four-game winning streak dating back to the first half that concluded last week. 4-2, the final score. The Rough Riders win it. Join us tomorrow, 7:05 on a Thursday evening. Until then, so long, everybody. Go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!